Verse 26. Niramayo nirabhasaha, niramayo nirabhasaha, nirvikalpo hamatataha, nirvikalpo hamatataha, nahandeho hisadrupaha, nahandeho hisadrupaha, jnanam ityuchyate buddhaihi, jnanam ityuchyate buddhaihi, Niramayaha, Nirabhasaha, Nirvikalpaha, Aham Atataha. Na Aham Dehaha. These are all the same, these last lines, right? Na Aham Dehaha. He Asat Rupaha, Jnanam Iti Uchyate Buddhaihi. Nira means without or free from. When it's preceding a word that begins with a vowel or a soft consonant, it'll be nira. When it precedes a hard consonant, it'll be nish. Okay? Thus you see nira and nish. Okay? So nira amayaha, free from disease and free from illness. When we're going to do the bhashas on these, so the elaboration we'll look at in the bhasha, free from illness. Nirabhasaha, free from cognition or that reflection. It's actually going to, as we'll see, it's going to be palavyapti. Remember, vrittivyapti and palavyapti, free from the palavyapti, free from cognition, nirabhasaha. Nirvikalpaha, free from vikalpa, free from duality. Aham, subject-object, vikalpa, free from the subject subject-object duality, nirvikalpa. Aham, I. So I am niramayaha, nirabhasaha, nirvikalpaha. Aham, atataha means all-pervasive. The one who's gone everywhere, atataha. Na aham dehaha. I am not the body. He, because, asad rupaha, its nature is asat, mithya. Your asat means mithya. Jnanam iti uchyate buddhaihi. Thus, this is called jnanam. This is jnanam. Jnanam iti uchyate. This is said to be jnanam, buddhaihi, by the wise. Okay? What did he say?
Did you say nish is before
the
near
V?
So V is
soft consonant, right? So near. But you'd say like nishkriyaha, not nirkriya. Nish, because ka is hard consonant. Nishkarma. Nishkriyaha, like that. Mm-hmm. Nischala. Nischalapum. Because cha is a hard consonant. Okay? So I'm just making these. I want you to see this. They use nir and nish all the time. So nir ameha, nir abhasaha, nir vikalpaha, aham atataha, na aham dehaha, hi asad rupaha, jnanam iti uchyate, is said from vach. Take some prasarana for the Sanskrit people, vach uch. Uchyate buddhaihi. In the passive, think words that take some prasarana, where the semi-vowel goes back to its vowel equivalent. Words that take this samprasarana will take it in the passive voice. So vach becomes uch. Uchyate. Just extra for those who are studying Sanskrit. Jnanam iti uchyate buddhaihi, it is said by the wise. Nominative plural. Okay, so everybody? And we'll develop this in the bhasha. Let's do the... Everybody see the... Grammar is very simple. Just all nominatives.
What does atataha in...
Atataha means all pervasive.
And that's also
nominative, yeah. Aham atataha, yeah. Oh, I don't see that word that often. I can just look at that root.
Usually when we say all pervasive,
Vyapti, there's so many different words. Right. Vyapti is the most common. Yeah. Thank you.
you've probably used that book more than any other book in your whole life.
It's past passive participle, atataha. But it means spread, extended, stretched, extended. But we just usually translate it as, you know, that which has gone everywhere, all pervasive.
What's the root?
Atan.
So atat is the false positive.
Yeah, atan is the eighth gana. Atan. From tan, the root tan, tanoti. Tan means to spread everywhere. Right, so atan, that a is a prefix to tan. And so atan has an eighth gana root to extend, stretch over spread. So atataha, like gum becomes gata, the nakara goes. So that which is gone everywhere. That which is spread everywhere. Okay. Everybody see? All nominatives there? Okay, let's do the next line. Next verse. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. Nityamukto hamachitaha. Nityamukto hamachitaha. Nahan deho hisadrupaha. Nāhaṁ deho hisadrūpaha jñāna-mityuchate buddhaihi jñāna-mityuchate buddhaihi nirgunaha nishkriyaha nityaha nityamuktaha aham achyutaha na aham dehaha hi asadrūpaha jñānam iti uchate buddhaihi. Nirgunaha, free from gunas, without one for whom there are no gunas, free from guna, free from quality, free from sattva, rajas, and tamas, is how they're going to do it in the bhasha. So nirguna, the one for who has no gunas, for whom there are no gunas. Nishkriyaha, the one who is free, here's the ka, so nish. Nishkriyaha, free from action. Kriya is action, activity. Nityaha, timeless. Nitya mukta, eternally liberated. Mukta is liberated. Nitya mukta, eternally liberated. Aham I, so I am nirguna, nishkriya, nitya, nitya muktaha. Aham achyutaha. Achyutaha means immutable. I don't transform or change in any way. Immutable. I don't deviate from my condition. Achyutaha. And then, na aham deha, he asad rupaha, jnanam iti uchate buddhaihi. Can you see?
So, asti, if I'm just putting the top of this one as well as the prior first
asmi.
One.
Asmi.
Asmi.
Aham.
Right? Aham asmi.
Aham asmi. Everybody see it? Same structure.
Can we use changeless for immutable?
With achyutaha, the idea is, you could say changeless, but the idea is it doesn't transgress, it doesn't deviate from its nature. So you could say
free
from change.
Or it doesn't transform.
Yeah.
What is the
shuddha bhava vikaras?
Is that kind of like...
That's the shuddha bhava vikaras are the six modifications.
Right, so it's kind of in...
Free from any modification or deviation.
And what's the word for changeless?
Nishkriya is free from action. Nitya is eternal. Nischala is free from motion. Let's do the next one. Then we'll chant all of these together. Nirmalo, nischalon nantaha. Nirmalo, nischalon nantaha. Shuddoham ajaro maraha. Shuddoham ajaro maraha. Nahan deho hisadrupaha. Nahan deho hisadrupaha. Jnana mityuchate buddhaihi, jnana nirvyuchate buddhaihi nirmalaha nischalaha, the chakar there, nischalaha anantaha shuddaha aham ajaraha amaraha na aham dehaha hi asad rupaha jnanam iti uchate buddhaihi. I have a typo. Did you see the typo? In you, if you have the copy that I handed out, does your copy say uchate instead of uchate? I corrected it. Like for that verse 28, does it say, it should say uchiate, uchiate. Oh, that's there. All right. I was talking to Lisa, though.
The transliteration?
Yeah, uchiate. C-Y-A.
Oh, yeah.
C-Y. I corrected this on the site. Okay. I mean...
How do you even know this?
I was reading it over. Okay. Nirmalaha. Mala is impurity. Dirt. I'll use for impurity. Nirmalaha. So, pure. Without impurity. Free from impurity. Nischala, free from motion. Chala is movement, motion. Ananta, without end. Anta, end. Ananta, without end. Endless. Means, you know, limitless. Endless. Shuddha, pure. So we're going to have to see how the commentary makes a difference between nirmala and shuddha. So they'll have something to say to distinguish these two. Because they both mean pure. Without impurity, shuddha is pure. Okay. Aham, I. Ajaraha, free from old age. Amaraha, free from death. The a negates. Jara, ajara. Mara, amara. Okay. Free from old age, free from death.
So there's no old age, huh? That's good for me.
Not for you, Ed. No old age. So,
no,
na aham dehaha ki asad rupaha jnanam iti uchate buddhaihi. So, everybody see?
Amaraha is death.
Yeah. Yeah. And amara, free from death. Jada, old age, free from old age. Shuddha, pure. Ananta, limitless. Without end. Anta, end. Ananta, without end. Okay. Nirmalaha, nischalaha. Okay. Everybody see? Let's do one more verse and then we'll do the basha on these. Swadehe shobhanam santam.
Swadehe
shobhanam santam. Purushakyam cha sammatam. Purushakyam cha sammatam. Kim murka shunyamatmanam. Kim murka shunyamatmanam. Dehatitam karoshi boho. Dehati tankaroshi bhoho. Swadehe shobhanam santam purusha akhyam cha sammatam. Kim murka shunyam atmanam deha atitam karoshi bhoho. Swadehe, in one's body, in your body, because this is going to be, oh, fool. Kim Murka, you know. In your own body, swadeha, swadehe, locative singular. That which is shobhanam. Shobhanam means beautiful, and it's a word shobhanam for auspicious. That which is beautiful, auspicious. Santam. Being, existence itself, being itself. Shobhanam, santam, that which is existence, being itself, satchit. We'll see in the Bhasha how what they do with santam. Purushakyam, that which is known, called. Akyam, that which is called the Purusha, like Purusha Suktam. The Purusha is the name for Brahman, the name for the Atma is the Purusha. And he'll give the etymology of Purusha, that which is abiding in the city of the body, is the Purusha. So that's the, you know, in the Bhasha, the etymology. For now, Purusha just means person, but person is the way that Brahman, the Atma, is referred to, that one who is dwelling in the body, in the city, which is the body, the Puri. So Purusha Akyam, that which is called, named, the Purusha. Chasamatam, Samatam, that which is well known, you'll see in the Basha. Well known, and it's going to be in the Basha, that which is very, which is taught, well known in the Vedas.
Is that the same as Samat?
No. So, why Murka? Kim, why Murka? Bo, you see that boho at the end? Boho Murka. Why? Oh, fool. Oh, dear. Oh, fool.
Which one is
Bo,
fool?
Murka. Oh, fool. Why, Kim? Shunyam. As though, let's go to the whole end of it. Kim Kuroshi. Okay. Why do you make the self, Atmanam, which is Dehatitam, which is free from the body, which is beyond the body, literally, but we'd say Dehatita, that which is gone beyond, is Atitam. But we just use Dehatitam, which is free from the body, right? The self, which is Dehatitam, Atmanam Dehatitam, that self which is free from the body, why do you make it Shunyam? You're making that self non-existent. That Shunyam means as though empty, non-existent. That's how it's being used in this sense. So, in your own body, Swadehi, in your own body, that which is so auspicious, which is existing there, which is called the Purusha, which is Sammatam, well understood in all of the Vedas, right? Oh, fool, why do you make this self, which is free of the body, beyond the body, Shunyam, non-existent? Why are you doing this? Foolish person. Oh, dear.
Is it an old fool or just a fool?
Oh, fool. Murka.
There's no fool.
Murka,
no
they
old
use
fool.
This murka, but
it's
it means,
worse
you know,
than being old
deluded
fool.
Person. The one who's deluded by ignorance is the murka. Okay? So, let's just chant these verses and then we'll do the basha. Niramayo nirabhasaha. Niramayo nirabhasaha. Nirvikalpo hamatataha. Nirvikalpo hamatataha. Nahan deho yasadrupaha.
Nahan deho yasadrupaha.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi. Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi. Nirguno, nirguno nishkriyo nityaha.
Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha.
Nityamukto hamachitaha.
Nityamukto hamachitaha.
Nahan deho yasadrupaha.
Nahan deho yasadrupaha.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi.
Nirmalo nishchalo nantaha.
Nirmalo nishchalo nantaha.
Shuddoham ajaro amara. Shuddoham ajaro maraha.
Shuddoham ajaro maraha.
Nahan deho yasadrupaha.
Nahan deho yasadrupaha.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi.
Jnanamityuchyate buddhaihi.
Swadehe shobhanam santam.
Swadehe shobhanam santam.
Purushakhyam cha sammatam.
Purushakhyam cha sammatam.
Kim murkha shunyam atmanam.
Kim murkha shunyam atmanam.
Dehatitam karoshi bhoho.
Dehatitam karoshi bhoho.
So now let's go to the Basha, second paragraph. Starts with Puna. So repeat after me.
The first Puna?
The first Puna.
Okay.
See that?
Well, there's two of them. Yeah, the first,
first
Puna.
One.
The first Puna.
Okay. And then Kimla?
Punaha. Puna.
What's the second? Oh, the second word is the same.
And so the third is the word. On the next page. I think it looks like 30. No, anyway.
What? Some of us here are just slow, man.
Okay, I'll just look for
it. Okay. No, give me your thing. Give it to me.
Okay,
now we're
right here.
Everybody with me? Don't you have this?
Oh, okay.
Charlotte?
No.
Do you want it?
Okay.
Are we on this one here?
It's right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Nidamara.
Yeah.
This is Nidamara.
This is Yeah. Okay.
So, repeat after me. Punat kim lakshanam?
Punat kim lakshanam?
Jnanam ityata aha.
Jnanam ityata aha.
Niramaya iti.
Niramaya iti.
So, I'll break this in. Punaha kim lakshanam jnanam iti attaha aha niramayaha iti. Niramayaha is the beginning of the verse, right? Everybody see that? We're in verse 26. It begins with niramayaha. So, again, punaha, again, knowledge, kim lakshanam jnanam. It means, knowledge has what characteristics? What is the definition? Kim lakshanam. What is the definition of jnanam? Jnanam has what definition? How do you define jnanam? Okay. Kim lakshanam. So lakshanam, take lakshanam as definition or the characteristics or the nature. So what is the definition? You can say just what is jnanam? How is jnanam defined? What do you mean by jnanam? So again, what do you mean by knowledge? Thus, attaha, therefore, aha, he says. So to answer, the idea is, okay, what again are the characteristics of knowledge? Therefore, he says, okay? Niramayaha iti, the verse that begins with niramaya. So now, repeat after me. Aham niramayaha.
Aham niramayaha.
Sarva roga rahitaha.
Sarva roga rahitaha.
Nirabhasaha.
Nirabhasaha.
I just put Sunday. Vritti vyapyateti.
Vritti vyapyateti.
Sorry. Vritti vyapyateti. Pala vyapyatva shunyaha.
Pala vyapyatva shunyaha.
Nirvikalpaha.
Nirvikalpaha.
Kalpanahinaha.
Kalpanahinaha.
Atataha.
Atataha.
Vyapakaha.
Yeah.
Okay, so now these are just giving synonyms to define how they use the word. So first of all, aham means I. Aham niramayaha. I am niramayaha. Niramayaha means what? Sarva roga rahitaha. Now do you say it? The nira means without. Without amayaha, amayaha means disease, illness. Without illness. Do you see here? Sarva roga rahitaha. When a compound ends in rahita, it means without or devoid or free from. So that rahitaha is defining the nidra. So without roga, sarva roga, all disease. Roga is disease, same as amya. So free from all disease. So aham niramyaha means aham sarva roga rahitaha. I am free from all sarva, all roga, illness, disease. Nirabhasaha. You know, in the when we say the chidabhasa, you know, Vidyaranya uses this chidabhasa all the time, the reflection of consciousness. The abhasa, so the mind is always going to be reflecting consciousness. That's chidabhasa. So now here it says nirabhasa. There is no reflection. Free from any cognition is the idea. Okay, so now he's defining, he's becoming a specific here. What does nirabhasaha mean? He says, vritti vyapyatve api. Even though, api, even when, even though, there is vritti vyapti. Even though there is the state of vritti vyapti. Now remember in Vidyaranya we went through vritti vyapti and pala vyapti. This is the two really important words in Vedanta. When self-knowledge takes place, there's what happens is that the mind, when the teaching methodology is working, what happens with the Mahavakya is that the mind takes resolves into the Atma. In other words, it takes on the form of the Atma. Right? So now you have awareness, the Atma, illumining a vritti which has been focused only on the self. And so now the content of the vritti is the Atma. That's called vritti-vyapti. In the world, we have vritti-vyapti too. What happens in the world is that if I use my, just in regular knowledge, if I use my eyes to see that painting, what happens is because of my eyes, my mind gets a vritti-vyapti of the painting. It takes the form, it takes on the form of the painting. But then, so that's called vritti-vyapti, it pervades the vritti, right? So now the painting is pervading the vritti is pervading the painting. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then in knowledge in the world, now once the vritti has pervaded the object, like the painting, now that painting has to be known. The painting is not self-luminous. So awareness is needed to illumine the painting. So the vritti takes on the form of the painting. And as it takes on the form of the painting, consciousness illumines the vritti. Right? So that's called palavyapti.
Oh.
Palavyapti. When, as the vritti becomes known, the knownness of the vritti, this is known now, that's called palavyapti. That's the fruit of the vritti-vyapti. Right? Once the vritti-vyapti takes place, now the mind has a thought modification of the painting. Now that it has the thought modification is known.
But it doesn't have to be an object. It doesn't have to be an object. It can be your own thought.
It can be your own thought. It can be anything. Open. That's right. Any vritti that takes place in the world where it's an object, something that is drishya, can be objectified. What happens is that the vritti takes on the form of the object, and then that object is known.
And the pull of the object. There's no delay there. Right?
There's no delay, no. But you're correct in what you're saying, Penny, except that when we use vritti and vyapti and palavyapti, we're usually talking about it in terms of knowledge. And so that means whether it be your sense perception or anumana or any of the means of knowledge, this is how knowledge takes place. It's still true, even if it's a memory or anything, right? The mind has taken on this form and then that form is known. So I'm not negating what you're saying. I'm just saying technically, in usage, we use it in terms of how knowledge takes place. What?
So if my mind is wandering when you're talking, there's no vritti-vyapti and no palavyapti.
There's going to be vritti-vyapti and palavyapti of only
what my mind is having.
That's right. But normally when we're talking about these two terms, we're talking about it in terms of how the pramanas work, how
you're
knowledge
not
takes
to do
place.
That, Kiki.
How knowledge takes place. Okay. Atma-jnanam is different. When Atmajnanam, when the Atma is known, right, the only thing that happens is the vritti vyapti. Because, say, the mind takes on the form of the Atma, you've done the drisha viveka, see or seen, and then there's a positive assertion, and your mind recognizes at that time the Atma independently, free from any other objectification. So at that time, there's vritti vyapti, because the only thing that is filling the mind at that time is the Atma. But once that vritti vyapti takes place, there is no need for pala vyapti, because the vritti vyapti has taken place with that which is the luminosity itself, the consciousness itself. So consciousness does not need another consciousness to come in and light it up. Whereas if you take, if you have a vritti vyapti of something that is inert, something that is maya, something that is drishya, then consciousness is necessary to light that up because the thing is itself luminous. But when the vritti is of awareness itself, then the awareness doesn't need awareness to light it up. So there's no need for the pala vyapti. The pala vyapti is still going to be there, but it's meaningless. It's like if I hold up a candle flame to the sun. The sun itself is luminosity itself, right? And so even though the vritti is going to be there and it is illumined, it's a mute point because the consciousness itself is the luminary.
Is that pala vyapti?
So when you actually have the vritti vyapti, there's no subject object.
If it's nirvikalpa samadhi, then that's the same
thing.
Nirvikalpa samadhi,
yeah.
Is that a process then?
Yeah.
This vyapti?
It's not a process. It's just describing the difference between knowing yourself and knowing an object.
So pala vyapti only happens in terms of things that are mitya. Is that correct?
Not exactly. It's as long as the vritti is there. Even if the vritti, whether the vritti is of an object or of the subject, the Atma, the pala vyapti will be there because the vritti exists, right? So awareness is still illumining that vritti. But in self-knowledge, it's a mute point because the vritti vyapti is of consciousness itself and there's no need for consciousness to light up consciousness. So even though the vritti still is existing, and because it exists, the pola vyapti will be there because awareness illumines whatever vritti is there. It is mute in terms of gaining self-knowledge. Whereas, if the vritti is of something in the world, an object, other than consciousness, that object is not self-luminous. And so without the consciousness lighting it up, it can't be known. Whereas consciousness is known in and of itself. So it's an important distinction in trying to understand how knowledge actually takes place.
I just find that really confusing.
You know, I do too, and I don't know why. Because
well,
I hear the words
I know
and it makes
why,
sense.
I know why I find it confusing. I find it confusing because everything's supposed to be Brahman, ultimately. So then everything should have to be self-luminous in itself, in a way, because it really is Brahman. So that's why I find it confusing. Because it makes it sound like objects are other than Brahman, and they aren't. That's what I find confusing. You know, it's as if there's this object that has to come in contact with Brahman. But the object already is Brahman, ultimately.
Does this lamp have consciousness? Does the lamp have consciousness?
But is it Satchitanandi? Yeah, it is. Everything is.
From its own standpoint, do you see that there's a difference between me and the lamp, as a jiva and the lamp?
Yeah, you have a mind and the lamp doesn't.
Doesn't, right.
Yeah.
And so these objects in the world, right, from their own standpoint, like they are not self-luminous. What is self-luminous is Brahman, is consciousness.
That's
yeah,
where my problem
is.
It's
borders of reality distinction, right?
It seems like it's a distinction between those things that have minds and those things. which don't have love.
Well, let's see how to explain this. Just in your experience as a jiva, okay? Consciousness, the conscious being is always known.
Yeah.
It's self-evident.
Right.
For the objects of your experience to be known, there has to be a vritti there.
Yeah.
Right? And that vritti is known because of consciousness.
Yeah.
Consciousness is the conscious being that the vritti enjoys. Right? Without that conscious being there, that object is not going to be known.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But consciousness is known.
Yeah.
Consciousness doesn't even require vritti at all. That is what is luminous, is consciousness.
Yeah.
With or without vritti. Does it require vritti? Everything in Maya requires a vritti in order for it to be known.
Mm.
Right? I think maybe it is an order of reality distinction here, because here we have this creation, and there's a knower known duality taking place in this creation. Myself as a jiva, I am gaining knowledge of objects in this creation. How does the knowledge take place for me as a jiva? That's what we're talking about, right? I'm not omniscient. I don't have the samashti upadhi, so that everything is shining in consciousness. So for me, my knowledge is limited. So for me, as a jiva, the knowledge is limited. It takes place through the mind. Through the mind using pramanas. Right? And so how does it take place? How does knowledge take place? Well, through the pramanas, my mind gains a vritti of the knowledge, of the object. That gaining the vritti is called vritti-vyapti, where the mind takes on the form of the object. And so we're just talking about how knowledge takes place, since I'm not omniscient. So knowledge takes place, I get a vritti of the object, and that vritti is known. It's illumined by consciousness, as all vrittis are. So that twofold operation is there. The through the use of the pramanas, I get a vritti of the object, and that vritti is known because of the consciousness which I am. It doesn't have its own consciousness, right? It's not self-evident. It's known because of consciousness. It comes and goes in consciousness. It's mitya. You see the difference there? Whereas for gaining self-knowledge, it's a little bit different, because the conscious being is already here, and it is already self-luminous, as opposed to gaining a vritti of something from the outside. Which is part of Maya, which is part of the whole Maya Upadhi. I want to gain knowledge of it. My mind has to assume the form of it, and then that form has to be known. Whereas here, I already am the self-luminous conscious being. So when my mind assumes the form of consciousness, right, now that consciousness, which is normally necessary to illumine the vritti, is not necessary, because the vritti is a vritti of consciousness. So we don't need that second act of luminosity, because the subject of the vritti is luminous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which here, the subject of the vritti is something other than me, something in Maya.
Yeah.
You know? So you can say, everything is Brahman, but you can say Brahman is the self of everything, but all of this is not Brahman.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of this comes and goes.
Mm.
This is mitya.
Mm.
It has a dependent reality on Brahman. So Brahman can say, I am all of this, but all of this is not me.
And then could you just quickly make that distinction about that little controversy about the mind taking, does the mind actually take the shape? Remember that?
They have different views on if the mind actually goes out of the body and takes on the shape through the sense organs. The mind goes out through the sense organs and takes the shape of the object, or whether or not the object comes in. So they have different views, but for us it doesn't make any difference. In any case, there's vritti vyapti. Vritti vyapti means the vritti pervades the object. Whether the object is coming into the vritti or the mind is going out. Okay?
Yes, thank you. I just remembered that.
Okay, where are we now?
Okay. Is everybody okay with this?
Yeah, thank you for that.
Okay. I think the best thing is to just kind of write it out and think it through. You're not clear on it. What's the problem?
Okay.
Just go
okay.
on with it.
You know, if there isn't really a problem, I just have to, yeah, exactly what you said. I have to just sort of sit with it.
It is important, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's read and say. It says, Vritti Vyapyatve, that Tva is the abstract, even when there is Vritti Vyapti, even though, we would say, even though, this is like an absolute locative, even though there is Vritti Vyapti, Palavyapyatva Shunyaha, there is an absence of Palavyapti. Right? So that's how they're defining the Nirabhasa, that Palavyapti is what means now this is known. This Vritti is now known. That isn't necessary when knowledge takes place, so that Nirabhasa, it's free of cognition. So that's how he's defining it. It's kind of an odd way to deal with Nirabhasa, but that's okay. Nirvikalpaha, kalpana hinaha. Hinaha is like rahitaha, means free from, without kalpana, without division. Okay? Kalpana hinaha. Nirvikalpaha, kalpana hinaha. Atataha means vyapakaha. Vyapakaha means it pervades, it goes everywhere, all pervasive. So these are just synonyms. Right? You can take how he's doing the Nirabhasaha. He's making it clear that the Atma can't be objectified. Right? Can't be known as an object. Nirabhasaha. Everybody okay? I know this is Vritti Vyapti. We can go over that later and try to hammer it out. Let's go to the next one. Repeat after me. Punaha kim lakshanam jnanam ittipa. Go ahead.
Punaha kim lakshanam jnanam
iti attaha aha. Nirgunaha iti. Okay, this is the same. It's starting introducing with the same way, nirguna, the verse that starts with nirguna. Again, what are the characteristics of knowledge? Therefore, he says, nirgunaha iti. Aham nirgunaha. Repeat.
Aham
nirgunaha. Guna rahitaha.
Guna
nam maya mayatvad ityartaha.
Guna nam maya mayatvad ityartaha.
Aham nirgunaha means what? Guna rahitaha. There's your nir and rahita, right? I am without, free from gunas. Free from the gunas. Aham nirgunaha means aham guna rahitaha. I am free from the gunas. Guna nam, of the gunas, maya mayatvat, because of being because of being the components of maya, because of the gunas being the maya mayatvat, because of the gunas being belonging to maya. Maya mayatvat means the gunas, the maya is composed of the gunas. Because of the gunas belonging to maya, gunanam maya mayatvat ityartha, that maya means composed of, right? The idea is because of being, because of the gunas being the constituents of maya.
Where is the because of?
Twat. Because of being. Twat. Fifth case. That's the meaning. So it says, I am nirgunaha. I am free of the gunas. Because Because of the gunas being the constituents maya. Because of the gunas being the constituents of maya. Being the components of maya. Ata eva nishkriyaha. Kriya rahitaha. Tata nityo vinasha rahitaha. Ata eva nitya muktaha. Kalatrayepi bandha shunyaha. Ataha eva nishkriyaha. Ataha eva nishkriyaha means kriya rahitaha. Therefore indeed, he's building off the guna rahitaha because of being free of the gunas. Then he said, because of being without any gunas, because the gunas belong to maya. So then he says, therefore, ataha, indeed, nishkriyaha, I am nishkriyaha, means what? Kriya rahitaha. The nish means rahita. I am free from action. If I'm free from sattva, rajas, and tamas, which belongs to maya, then if that's so, then therefore I'll also be free of any activity. Kriya rahitaha. Tata, similarly, nityaha, I am timeless, means what? Vinasha rahitaha, free from destruction, means that I always will be. So means what? Vinasha rahitaha, nobody can destroy me, free from vinasha, destruction. And ataha, therefore, since I'm free from destruction, ataha, therefore, indeed, nitya muktaha, I am eternally liberated. What does nitya muktaha mean? Kala traya pi. Kala traya, the three periods of time. Even in the three periods of time, in all three periods of time, kala traya, past, present, and future. Kala traya means past, present, and future. But traya means the group of three times. Kala traya means past, present, and future. So in past and even in past, present, and future, bandha shunyaha, I am free of bondage. I am without bondage. Bandha shunyaha. Tatra, or repeat after me. Tatra hetuhu.
Tatra hetuhu.
Achyutaha.
Achyutaha.
Aprachyuta.
Aprachyuta.
Sat. Satchidananda Svabhavaha. Tatra means there in reference to there, and abstractly it means tatra in reference to that, the cause. You would, in English we say the cause for that, but regarding that, tatra, and so regarding that in reference to that, so hetuhu, the cause. And in English we say, so the cause for that is achyutaha, from the verse. Achyutaha means what? Aprachyuta means that which does not deviate from which there is that from, it does there's it is it does not deviate from what? Satchidananda Svabhavaha. The Svabhava, one's nature, which is Satchidananda, is aprachyuta, is free from any change or deviation. Right? So that one's Svabhava, which is one's nature, which is Sat-Chit-Ananda Svabhavaha, that Svabhava is aprachyutaha, means immutable. It doesn't change from its nature. It doesn't deviate from its nature.
Who doesn't deviate now?
The Sat-Chit-Ananda Svabhava
doesn't
deviate from its nature.
Okay?
Everybody see it? So that's just saying, you know, what is it that doesn't change? One's own nature. Therefore, if one's own nature is such an anand that there's no deviation from that, therefore then that person is nitya muktaha, right? Everybody see it?
Yeah.
So these are actually very just simple. They're giving one word or two word definitions. Let's do the next one. Punarapi.
Punarapi.
Jnana lakshanam.
Jnana lakshanam.
Aha. Nirmala iti.
Nirmala iti.
Punarapi. Jnana lakshanam. Aha. Nirmalaha iti. Now the next verse begins with Nirmala. And he changes the style a little bit. He says, Punarapi, again also, the definition of knowledge, jnana lakshanam. He tells the lakshana, the characteristic, the definition of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Right? Nirmalaha iti. Then he says, aham nirmalaha. I am free from mala. What does nirmalaha mean? I say, repeat after me. Aham nirmalaha.
Aham nirmalaha.
Avidya.
Avidya.
Tatkarya.
Lakshanam.
Oops, lakshana.
Lakshana.
Mala rahitaha.
Mala rahitaha.
Atta eva.
Atta eva.
Nischalaha.
Nischalaha.
Vyapakatvat,
akashavat,
nischalaha,
ityartaha.
So aham nirmalaha means what? Avidya, ignorance, tat karya, the karya, the effects of ignorance, of that, tat that, avidya, and the effects of that, lakshana, characterized by mala, impurity, rahita, free from. Reading backwards. Rahita, free from the impurity, which is characterized by lakshana, avidya and its effects. You see that? Avidya, tatkarya. Avidya, and ignorance, and tatkarya, the effects of that. So here, nirmala means the, devoid of the impurity which is characterized by lakshana, avidya, and the tatkarya, the effects of that. So avidya tatkarya means avidya and the karya, the effects of that avidya. So avidya tatkarya lakshana mala rahitaha. Aham nirmalaha. I am free from impurity means I am free from the impurity characterized by avidya and its effects. Okay? Ataha, therefore, eva, indeed, I am nischala. I am nischala. Free from motion. What does that nischala mean? Vyapakatvat. Because of being vyapaka, because of being all-pervasive, akashavat, like space, nischalaha iti. So it says, therefore, nischalaha, vyapakatvat, because of being vyapaka, all-pervasive, akashavat, like space, vat means like, akashavat, like space, nischalaha. Aham nischala, I am nischala. Okay? Ityartha, that's the meaning. Repeat after me. Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nischalatve hetuhu.
Nischalatve hetuhu.
Anantaha.
Anantaha.
Desha kala vastu.
Desha kala vastu.
Paricheda.
Paricheda.
Shunyaha.
Shunyaha.
Shuddha.
Shuddha.
Ashuddhi rahitaha.
Ashuddhi rahitaha.
Punara.
Punara.
Ajaraha.
Ajara.
Jara rahitaha.
Jara rahitaha.
Amaro marana rahitascha.
Amaro marana rahitascha.
Marana rahitascha.
Marana rahitascha.
Okay. Nischalatve hetu, the cause for, this is in the locative, the cause regarding the nis being motionless. So we would just say the cause of being motionless in English, but the hetu is going to take the locative case. So you have the cause regarding motionlessness. Okay. Is anantaha without end? Anantaha from the verse. What is anantaha? Now this is something in Swamiji's teaching. You'll hear him say this all the time. Desha kala vastu paricheda paricheda shunyaha. Desha, place. Kala, time. Vastu, object, quality, right? The vastu is a thing. Free from time, free from space, time, vastu, desha, kala, vastu. Paricheda is the limitation. Shunya. Paricheda means we use it as limitation. That which is free of the limitation, the paricheda, of desha, kala, vastu. Desha, kala, vastu, paricheda, shunyaha. That which is free from, devoid of. The paricheda, the limitation of desha, kala, vastu. Desha, kala, vastu, paricheda.
Does paricheda also mean border?
Yeah, it does. Border, boundary. Mm. But usually in this sense we just use limitation. Yeah, that's right. Everybody see that? So anantaha means without end. What does without end mean? Not limited, that which is devoid of the paricheda, the limitation of desha, kala, vastu. Desha, kala, vastu, paricheda, shunyaha. Now shuddha, from the verse, remember we did the nirmala, that which is free from avidya and its effects. Now for shuddha, he just says ashuddhi. Rahitaha, that which is free of impurity. Doesn't do any more than that. Right? Shuddha. Shuddha is ashuddhi rahitaha, free from impurity.
And what are those impurities?
He doesn't say.
Okay.
Punar. Again, ajaraha. Ajaraha means jara, old age, rahitaha, free from old age. Amaraha means what? Marana rahitaha, free from marana, free from death. See that? Amaraha means marana rahitaha cha. So old age and death.
That's my favorite synonym.
Let's look at the next. Sarva dharmanam.
Sarva dharmanam.
Deha traya. Vartitattvat. Iti bhavaha. He says, sarva dharmanam, of all of the dharmas, janta plural, deha traya vartitattvat, because of abiding in, vartitattva, because of being, in English we'd say, because of being, that twa, because of the state of abiding in, but we're not going to say it like that. In the three bodies, dehatraya, what are the three bodies? The causal, sukshma, and stula, karana. We've got three bodies: physical, stula sharira, sukshma, subtle body, and karana. So in these three bodies, all of these, including avidya, everything is avidya is the karana. So because of all dharmas, all qualities, abide, exist in these three bodies. Right? Iti bhavaha. This, thus the meaning. Iti bhavaha, this is the sense of it. Old age, and so when you say old age and death, all of the dharmas, in fact, belong, all of dharmas, with the shuddha bhava vihara, you know, all of the dharmas of being born and existing and growing and dying, growing old and then dying. All of these dharmas, all of these qualities, and then avidya and everything that they've listed here, all of these belong to the three bodies. Right?
So
and
how would you dharmas, then?
All qualities, all the dharmas. All of the attributes are all of the dharmas, qualities as well. This is the meaning. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do some of the... Let's do a little of the last verse here.
Okay.
Nanvatma.
Nanvatma.
Pratyaksha deha rupaha. Rupo. Na pavati.
Na pavati.
Tarahi.
Tarahi.
Shunyatvam atmanaha.
Shunyatvam atmanaha.
Syad ityashankya aha. Swadeha iti.
Swadeha iti.
I'll break the sandhi. Nanu atma patyaksha deha rupaha na bhavati. Tarahi shunyatvam atmanaha syat. Iti ashankya aha swadehe. This is a doubt. Nanu. This is the doubt. Nanu. Nanu. The Atma, nominative singular, Pratyaksha Deha Rupaha Na Bhavati. The Atma Na Bhavati is not in the form of the Deha, which is seen. Pratyaksha Deha Rupaha. This self, you're saying, so the doubt is, alright, the self, the Atma, is not Pratyaksha Deha Rupa, is not in the form one whose nature is this physical body, which is known to us. It's Pratyaksha, which we see, right? Pratyaksha is the sense perception. So the Deha is something known to you. It's something that you see. Tarahi then, so with a Nanu we'd say, if the Atma is not in the form of the body, which is Pratyaksha, which is known to us, which is right here seen, tarahi then, shunyatvam atmanaha syat. Then the atma doesn't exist. Then there is shunyatvam, non-existence for the atma. You know? If it's not this body which is here that we can see, then there is no atma. The atma is shunyam. Iti ashankya, present, past, indeclinable past participle, ashankya, having doubted iti, this, aha, he says, swadehe iti, this verse, to answer this doubt, right?
What a good
doubt. Bho-murka.
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 Bho-murka. Bho-murka. Swadehe Purushakyam
Purushakyam
Puri
Puri
Manushya Sharire
Manushya
Sharire
Ushati
Aham Akarena
Aham Akarena
Vasati Iti
Vasati Iti
Purusha
Purusha
Iti Akya Nama Yasya
Tam.
Swadehe means in one's own body. Purushakyam from the verse. Take the first word for the Purushakyam. We're going to do Purusha. Puri, in the city. Puri is a city, so Puri, in the city. Means what? Manushya Sharire, in the human body. Manushya is human being. Sharira, in the human body. So in the city, so he's doing the etymology of Purusha. Puri, in the city. In what is the city? The Manusha Sharire, in the human body. Okay? Ushati, the one who dwells, Ushati from Vas, one who dwells in the human body.
The indwelling?
Yeah, he dwells, the Ushati, he dwells in the human body. Aham akarena, in the form of aham, as the aham akar, which is in the form of aham, in the form of I. Vasati is from ushati. So if you say purusha, puri, right? Purusha, ushati is vasati. Aham akarena vasati. He dwells in the human body as I, in the form of I, aham akara.
Why did they pick out human? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe because we're dealing with humans. vasati iti. Iti purusha. Iti purushaha, right? So he's done the etymology. Puri, manusha sharire, ushati, means aham akarena vasati. He dwells in the human body in the form of I, as the aham. Iti purushaha. Iti akhya, because the word in the verse is purushakya, right? Akhya means nama. The word akhya means name. That which is named or called. The one whose name is purusha. Purushakya is purusha nama. The one whose name is, for whom, nama, yes, yes, whose name, the one whose name is purusha, that one. So the tum just puts it in the accusative, or in the nominative, no, in the accusative singular, purushakyam. Okay, from the verse.
So purush is derived from puri ushati?
Yeah, that's right. And ushati means vasati. Mm-hmm. Puri means manusha sharire. Mm-hmm. Ushati means ahangla karena vasati. Iti purusha. Purusha.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. Everybody see? Let's do another line. One more line.
Okay.
Atta eva shobhanam.
Atta eva shobhanam.
Mangalam.
Mangalam.
Sharira vilakshana twat.
Ati
mangalam.
Ati mangalam.
Tata sammatam. Okay. Therefore, ataha eva. Therefore, indeed. Shobhanam, from the verse. Shobhanam means mangalam, auspicious. What is auspicious? Sharira vilakshana twat. Because of being different, separate, different from the sharira, from the bodies. Right? Sharira vilakshana twat. Eti mangalam. It is extremely auspicious. Tata. Similarly, sammatam. This is clearly known. Sammatam. Let's do the next line so we can see sammatam. The next line is really long, but we'll do some of it. Ayam atma brahma. Ityadi vakya nirnitam. Chakarat. Uttamaha purushastvanyaha. Ityadi. Smriti nirnitam. Gata drashtrivat. Deha drashtritvena.
Deha
titam.
Dehatitam.
Atmanam.
Satatam.
Bhavam.
Santam.
Sarva vyavahara adhishtanam.
Sarva vyavahara adhishtanam.
Shunyam.
Ka
pushpadivat.
Ka pushpadivat.
Atyanta bhavarupam.
Atyanta bhavarupam.
Kim karoshi.
Katam
manyase.
Katam
manyase. Ayam atma brahma. This is a Mahavakya. This atma is Brahman. Ayam atma brahman. This atma. Ayam this. Atma is Brahman. It yadi. Vakya nirnitam. That which is settled or determined, clearly ascertained, by vakyas, by statements, vakya here is mahavakya, by the vakyas, such as ityadi, right? By vakyas such as, or beginning with, ayam atma brahma. And that was so, and similarly sammatam, it is clearly understood. How is it clear sammatam means clearly known, clearly understood? And that is sammatam how? Ayam atma brahma, dehati, ityadi vakya nirnitam. It is clearly ascertained by the vakyas such as ayam atma brahman. this Atma is Brahman. That's how it's samatam. Chakarat. In the verse, there's this chakara. You see the chakara in the verse, the letter cha? So, and from the chakara, the letter cha, uttamaha purushaha tu anyaha. I'm not sure what that whole vakya says. I think uttamaha means the supreme purusha. Uttama purusha tu anyaha. It probably goes on to say, I have to look up this and I don't have the, they tell me what it is, but often what's so common is there is nothing other than the Uttama Purusha. Mm-hmm. So if the verse were to go on, it would say, whereas to the Uttama Purusha, Anyaha Nasti, there is nothing other different from the Supreme Purusha. But I don't have the whole verse here. I'd have to get it from Sakshat or somebody. But what they say is, Ityadi Smriti Niranitam. It is ascertained from the Smriti. Smriti would be like the Bhagavad Gita or other texts. So this Ayamatma Brahma is from the Shruti. So from the Shruti statement, such vakyas as Ayamatma Brahma, and from the Chakara, from the letter Cha, such statements, Smriti statements as Uttama Purushaha Tu Anyaha. All this says the Uttama Purusha, whereas the Uttama Purusha is Anyaha, is different. So we have to complete the sentence. There is no other, no difference. There is no one other than the Uttama Purusha. Okay? Ityadi Smriti Niranitam, that which is clearly determined, settled by the Smriti. Then it says, so this is all talking about Sammatam, how this is very well understood. It's well understood from the Shruti and Smriti by these statements. Then where it says, Gata Drishtravat, like but like the seer of the pot. Gata Drashtra, seer of the gata. Gata Drashtravat, like the seer of the pot. Deha Drashtra Twena, because of being, Twena, because of being the seer of the body. So like the seer of the pot. Dehatitam. It is beyond the body. Right? We'd say other than the body. Because of being the seer of the body, like the seer of the pot, it is deha atitam. It is beyond the body. Different than the body. What is atmanam? The self. The self is different than the body because of being the seer of the body, like the seer of a pot. It is satatam from the verse. What does satatam mean? Bhavam satatam. Satatam bhavam. Its nature is timeless. Continual. Means what? Santam. It is existing. Santam is from sat. It's in the accusative singular of sat as a present participle. Being. It's bhava. It is being. Its nature is bhava. Is always. Satatam bhavam. Satatam bhavam. Its nature is continuous. Always.
So what's the word for timeless?
Satatam. Means santam. It is ever existing. It is existing.
Mm.
What does it mean? Sarva vyavahara adhishtanam. It is the adhishtanam, the very basis, the satyam of the mitya. The adhishtanam is the satyam of the mitya. It is the adhishtanam of all vyavahara, of all activity, of the whole maya. The sarva vyavahara is everything that is going on in maya. So it is the adhishtana, the satyam, the very basis, the very truth of all vyavahara, all activity. Shunyam. Now, the thing is, oh fool, why are you making this shunyam? What does shunyam mean? Ka pushpadivat, like a flower, pushpa, in the sky. Ka, like a sky flower. When you want to say something is shunya, non-existent, they're using shunyam here as non-existent. Like a flower in the sky is one example. Son of a barren woman is another example.
Ka is sky.
Ka, akasha. Yeah. So like a sky flower, like a flower in the sky. Shunyam, like a flower in the sky. Atyanta bhava rupam. Atyanta abhava rupam. Completely non-existent. Atyanta means absolute non-existence. So that's how they're saying shunyam. Shunyam means what? Ka pushpadivat atyanta, atyanta abhava rupam. Its nature is completely abhava, non-existent, like a flower in the sky. Everybody see that? Atyanta abhava means completely non-existent. Ka pushpadivat, like a sky flower, etc. Kim karoshi, why do you make the Atma, which is pure being, and the Adhishtana, the truth of everything, why do you make it completely non-existent, like the flower in the sky? Katam man, so when he says karoshi, he means katam man, you say, why do you think it like this? Why do you take it to be like this? Why do you consider it so? How do you think of it like this? That the Atma is Atma, which is the Adhishtana of everything, which is timeless, which is pure being, which is there shining in your own body, is that which is most auspicious. How do you take that to be totally non-existent, like a flower in the sky? Even that which is sammatam, so well known, so taught, so well understood in the Smriti and the Shruti as Brahman, you're taking that, you're making it non-existent. Why are you doing that? That's the idea.
Bye.
Let's finish this one little sentence here.
Ma
manyata iti bhavaha.
Ma manyata iti bhavaha.
Don't do that. Don't think that. May you not think that. Ma manyata. This is in the imperative dual. I mean second person. May you not think that way. Ma manyata. Don't think that. Iti bhavaha, this is the idea. Don't think of it like that. Okay? Let's stop there.
Okay.
That's good. Take a minute.
We did a lot of work.
Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.